Are all batteries the same? That's like asking if all soccer players are the same. Take Messi, the most decorated player ever. Is there any other player who has achieved that? No, just him. Now take Duracell. Is there any other battery with power-boost ingredients inside? No, just Duracell. Remember, goats only trust goats because they're built different. And Messi only trusts Duracell.
MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required, blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
This is The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Andrew Siciliano.
The kick is no good.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, 49ers quarterback Mac Jones. Coming up, Raiders quarterback Kirk Cousins. Two-time U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Huge day in the NBA and a big day on this show for quarterbacks as well. Had Mac Jones, Kirk Cousins coming up in about 20 minutes as well on the appropriately named Rich Eisen Show. Hi, my name is Andrew. Coming up exactly 1 hour from now, U.S. Open, two-time U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark will be here. He deserves a laurel and a hearty handshake, and we'll find out what kind of grape he had after winning on Sunday. I do think it was really cool, and Dan Hicks kept noting this. Hey, Dad, he doesn't know that Dad is here. Right. And part of me figured that he had been able to spy Dad at one point.
I don't know, man. He's then, losing grips on the Open on Sunday. Right. You're probably locked in. You're not really looking at the gallery.
And Dad wasn't like yelling and waving.
Right?
Hello.
Hey, over here.
Hey, stop hitting it in the festival, son.
Right. He was the one who was heckling. But the reaction was really cool on Father's Day. And I think there was a little bit of shock there as well. We'll ask Wyndham Clark in an hour. Oh, hey. Oh, hi. Kind of thing. The mics picked it up as... You know, we did the round of handshakes and hugs and all that afterwards. It's Dad. I would be somewhat surprised if I, while at work, turned around like, my dad is here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That happened to me once, not my dad, my brother. It was the final Red Zone show ever on DirecTV. And all of a sudden I looked over there, my brother was here. He had flown in. I had no idea he was there.
You're like, whoa.
What are you doing here? Let's introduce the entire crew here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Brockman.
Hey.
Still a Celtic fan for now.
Oh,
Jaylen Brown is still a Celtic for now.
For life. Yeah.
World famous A1 Mike Del Tufo.
Hello.
How many Instagram followers do you have now?
Real or fake?
Mike, hey, we don't know what the answer to that
you
is.
You tell me, buddy boy.
How much did you pay?
No, I paid nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
A couple good Instagram reels give you followers.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, God bless. Maybe I'm just envious. I can't grow my Instagram. Everybody follow me on Instagram.
I can give you a number.
They'll do us at 78,000.
How is that real?
Like, what are we doing?
All your videos are like static shots of a mixing board or you on the Strand going, like that.
I haven't done that in a long time. No selfies. Okay.
Turn your likes back on. We need to be able to see how much you're getting.
Nope.
Because I'm guessing it's still around the 438 number.
Nope.
TJ, TJ Jefferson, how's your IG?
Fraud, Mike.
I probably don't have as many followers as I should, but I have more than I actually want, if that makes
sense.
I don't want people up in my business. So
okay.
I can show you how to take selfies.
TJ, 22,000.
Yeah, TJ's working.
Those are hard earned, dog.
22. There you go.
I should have 120.
Like more than me.
Not man. Paid for any.
Not a dime. Not one.
TJ, I think you got more than me.
Well, you know, I used to be out in these streets, Andrew. Like, if Instagram was around 2002, 3, 4, I'd probably have a million followers with all the stuff I was doing.
Million?
I was in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
I got 28.
I was doing things, Andrew.
You're more.
I was in these streets.
TJ's a big deal. Also a big deal, the World Cup.
Woo!
The 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Yeah. Portugal just kicked off. Ronaldo.
Portugal just kicked off.
What
I am
is
going
Ronaldo
to be in Portugal on Saturday.
Woo!
And the plan is to watch the game somewhere in public. Don't know where. Don't know how I'm going to pull this off.
Probably a couple good places.
Right? It will be quite a fiesta.
I think you'll be all right.
Portugal and Uzbekistan scoreless in the first minute.
Ronaldo has been dragged for like a week.
He's 41.
For how he played last week and the team, like, you
give
know,
him a break.
Give him a break?
No, he doesn't get a break.
He's 41.
Get a break.
I mean, Messi's, what, 38?
Exact, 30, 39.
We just watched 30. LeBron at 41. I'm sure they go to the same doctors.
My point is it's one game. Like, they're gonna win this one, and then it's going to be winning it on Saturday. Or Friday. Saturday.
We thought they were going to win last week.
I know. England and Ghana coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Panama and Croatia at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then the late game, the 10 p.m. Eastern time game, Colombia. And Congo. The Democratic Republic of Congo. Okay.
World Cup footballers under the most pressure. Top five.
I want to just.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Top five?
I mean, Ronaldo's 1 through 5. Every superstar in this tournament is scoring multiple goals per game, and he had 0 last week.
Look at Mbappe yesterday.
I mean, Mbappe.
Look at Haaland yesterday.
Everyone's scoring multiple goals.
Yes.
Except him.
And he sits there waiting for the ball. Like,
again, it's one match.
Right there. The strike.
I'm not a Ronaldo apologist.
You sound like
you're
one.
Going. Yep.
Let's wrap our arms around soccer before I begin here, and I want to get this out of the way.
Oh wait, he just scored.
Ronaldo just scored.
Ronaldo just scored.
I couldn't even speak.
He just scored. That's incredible. Do I take credit for that? I'm taking credit for that.
No, I mean, he didn't hear it, so probably.
Do you take it back?
No, he needs to have 4 more today to catch up to these guys.
What if he has 2? He's getting 2.
Hat trick or bust today.
Hat trick or bust.
Oh, he looks so relieved.
Yeah.
Literally a piano has been lifted off his shoulders.
Yep. I mean, it's pounding his chest.
He is fired up right now.
To be clear, last Friday on the show, I told you how much I love the World Cup, right?
It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
TJ. I'm not making this up. Last Friday, I wrapped my arms around the World Club, gave it a big abrazo, right? I love the World Cup.
It's hard not to.
Good. I just want to preface my comments with that.
Oh,
now I'm going to look at the camera, and I'm going to say...
This is a pretty sick goal by Ronaldo, by the way.
Yeah.
It is sick. Wow.
I'll tweet it out.
I am not the biggest soccer fan. I'm not a guy that wakes up at the crack of dawn here on the West Coast to watch EPL matches. I have now been to multiple soccer games. I went to an Arsenal game last year. I went to a Boca Juniors game many years ago. And Buenos Aires, I love the experience. I respect the cultural force and the sport and the athletes and all of it. No, I'm a football guy and a baseball guy. Maybe to a far lesser degree an NBA guy, but football, baseball, that's my jam. That's what I watch. I love the Olympics as well, obviously. I do that for NBC, and I've always enjoyed those experiences. I beg your pardon. But no, I am not the guy that watches soccer pretty much outside of the World Cup. I follow it like I know the names. Can I tell you where they are in the table or the standings? No, I don't. I can't, generally speaking. Okay. When I went to the game last week, I was sitting with my brother and my nephew. My brother is that guy when it comes to soccer. I learned a lot, to be honest with you. Like the little nuances, and he played when he was younger, right? It was on like a youth travel team that played all over America. So he sees things that I don't see. I just don't. I don't. I would still like to offer some suggestions for soccer. I realize I may upset some of the soccer people, but soccer people, let me just say this. Don't come back, I beg of you, with, well, you just don't get it. No, I do get it. Like, I just laid out how I get it. I respect it. I like it. But the things I'm going to suggest, do not come back with, well, you don't get it. No, I do, and I think some of these things are silly.
I do.
I think some of these things are silly. When Brockman and I discussed this last Friday off the air, because after the show, to show you how much we love soccer this past Friday, you and I hit a bar, had a couple of beers for lunch, and we watched Team USA's big victory in Seattle over Australia.
And it was awesome.
Okay? We had a blast.
Great. Sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Sounded great, Mike.
Perfect.
It was amazing.
All I care about.
Del Tufo, you're pitch perfect on the speakers in the bar.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. Five suggestions for the World Cup. Suggestion number one. Give the NFL that magic spray that miraculously cures injuries. We need that spray. Yeah. Like, what is that?
They haven't taken it out a lot. I've only seen it a couple times in matches.
But we have seen it.
You have seen it.
I believe in the Brazil game opening weekend, we saw it.
It makes an appearance.
Magic spray. Can you imagine? Could you imagine if the NFL had this magic spray where a guy just comes out, he's magically cured?
They don't have to go in the blue tent. Magic spray.
Don't need the blue tent.
Nope. Blue tent.
Right?
Magic spray.
Spray.
Nope. Don't need questionable probable. Nope. Magic spray. Give me the magic spray.
Make it like a shower.
High ankle sprain. Magic spray. Shh. It's magic.
It's like pouring Robitussin on it.
Hey, these guys look like they got shot.
Add water, Robitussin.
They're rolling around on the field. Magic spray. They're cured.
Yep.
We need the magic spray. Rule number one.
Windex.
Rule number two. This one will be slightly more controversial. Or suggestion number two. Stop the clock for hydration breaks. Okay. Hear me out.
Simple enough.
Hear me out. The soccer diehards hate the hydration breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Hate them. Hate them.
Especially when you go to commercial.
God forbid, Del Tufo, not only running the board, but producing and directing. God forbid you go to a sidebar, like we're doing on the screen right now.
That's exactly.
And run an ad.
Oh, no.
God forbid you make money during these 3-minute hydration breaks. I get it. You don't like the hydration breaks. That's fine. So we are already upsetting the soccer universe as it is with the hydration breaks. We agree on that?
Yes. But they've happened for years. It's new.
Right.
The commercial breaks are new.
The commercial breaks are new. We had them we had the hydration breaks in Qatar, and now we're having them here. Why don't we just stop the clock? If we are going to be so sacrilegious and stop the game is stopped. They are not pretending to play the game. Stop the clock. Stop the clock. Would anyone actually be hurt? You don't get soccer. No, I do. I just think it's silly that for these sacrilegious hydration breaks, just take the sacrilege a little further. Like, we're already upsetting the fabric of the sport. If you're going to go there and shake the sport to its foundation, then just stop the clock. Like, at this point, what does it matter? Stop the clock. Well, they add the time at the end. Yeah, do they? I mean, they do. Okay. But it's not really on the screen. Oh, it is on the screen. Yeah. It's up to the ref.
Very arbitrary.
Well, there's 3 minutes they've been doing for the hydration.
It's up to the ref. And
technically.
It's up to the ref.
Yeah.
Okay. This one you're going to hate. Just stop the clock for goals. Well, we add the time at the end. It's a minute for every goal. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't. Imagine if there's a running clock after touchdowns.
Minute-ish.
Oh, my God. Celebrations.
And it's Mac Jones to Ricky Pearsall. Touchdown. With 15 seconds left on the clock. Oh, no, that's the game. Sorry. That time ran off as Mac Jones is celebrating with his teammates. Okay, I know you're going to hate that. Yes, I do have an issue with the clock. This one I think we can all stand behind. I need to see yellow cards and a lot of them for flopping.
Mm. Ooh.
Well, it's subjective. Well, the clock is subjective, too. Give me yellow cards for flopping. You're going to fundamentally change the game. Faking injuries is part of the game. There's only one referee. It's theater. I'm trying to draw a penalty. Like, if you only have to appeal to an audience of one, That's why I'm flopping. No, soccer fans will say that. And I get that. It's not like the NBA. It's not like SGA. Do you criticize SGA? Yes, I do. Albert Breer, friend of the program. Bert, yeah, you know, was commenting on a flop yesterday. The guy got hit across the face, right? The Argentina game, you know, right in the nose. And he fell back again as if it was a catastrophic injury for which he'd still be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And people went after Bert when Bert tweeted about the flop. And he said, hey, guys, here are some NFL tweets from the past year in which I criticize people for flopping. Yellow card for flopping.
In.
TJ.
I'm down for
that. Yellow card for flopping.
But we got to change. It can't be a yellow because the flag's yellow. So we got to give another color, I think, though.
We need yellow cards on all kinds of
stuff. No, I want it yellow.
You want it yellow.
So I want it yellow. I mean, I want it to have the gravity. I want the power of what is currently a yellow card. In other words, you get two, you get booted.
But I'm saying the penalty flag is yellow. So wouldn't you want a different color for you?
Okay.
Is all I'm saying.
Well, it can't be red.
Can't be
like
red.
Like ambulance, Red Cross. No, because red is red.
But I agree that they're, hold something up.
Blue.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, this is Andrew's list. He has to come over.
Yellow means infraction.
Okay. Yellow means infraction. Yeah. Yellow like the helmet on your desk, right?
Pella. Shout out, Pella.
Yellow card for flopping. I think that should be the least controversial one of these. I get it. You guys don't want to deal with the clock. The clock is part of the game. You don't get it. No, I do get it. I just think it's silly. It's silly. I get it. You don't get the sport. No, I do. I like it. I like it. I just think the clock thing is silly. It's the only sport for which time is kept, but the time doesn't matter.
Andrew, that's always been my argument, so I completely...
You don't get the sport. I do. I do. It's part of the free-flowing beauty of the game. That's what the clock is. It's a living, breathing thing. I understand that.
Ronaldo free kick.
Yeah.
Ronaldo free kick.
Literally just about to say
that. Oh, man.
Oh.
If he scores again.
Okay.
I'm doing a victory lap.
Yeah. You demanded.
I did.
I have one more thing.
And then he immediately scored.
We'll get to the one more thing. You demanded a Ronaldo hat trick.
It's almost like I'm dialed into Houston right now.
Okay.
You're the only person on earth who thought Ronaldo should be scored.
We've bet on it.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Portugal on a Ronaldo goal leads Uzbekistan 1-0. Ronaldo in the 6th minute and is now in, I can't read that screen, I believe in the 12th minute, lining up for a free kick just outside the box.
See, they should stop the clock for this. This is taking forever.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, everyone's
time
situated.
Is just, like, there's been at least a minute while they're just situated.
Just getting everyone lined up and where they're allowed to stand.
Can you imagine in an NFL game,
oh, God.
In an NBA game, while SGA, while Wemby, flailing his arms, argued a call that kept the clock going? You don't get it. It's 90 minutes. No, I do get it. Big Poppy.
That's
silly.
Used to sit in that.
It's great.
Like, this isn't an injury timeout.
No clock. Though.
It's been 2 minutes. He still hasn't kicked yet.
There was a referee injured last weekend.
Ronaldo.
He was a fake out.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Go!
Ronaldo did the fake out and the other guy kicked and
go!
So it's not Ronaldo.
2-0 Portugal.
It's not 7, it's 23. It is 2-0 Portugal.
That was sick.
At NRG.
He got him.
Houston.
He got him.
You know what's odd? It's Mendez with the second goal.
It's Houston Stadium.
So ESPN.com, ESPN.com.
Not NRG.
Yeah.
Has NRG on its scoreboard here.
Houston Stadium.
It's funny. Ronaldo ran off. He ran off the pitch like this, like pointing at his head.
All right. I outsmarted
him.
You.
All right. Outsmarted him. Yeah. They did all go one way because they thought it was going to be Ronaldo.
And here is my final suggestion for the World Cup. Not a criticism, a suggestion. And this comes as a broadcaster. American broadcasters, I beg of you. You're calling it for an American audience. Please use proper grammar and subject verb agreement.
I knew that you would be on this. You are the grammar police, and it really annoys me that they'd say England are.
Okay.
Instead of England is. What are we doing?
Not criticizing a specific broadcaster because they all do it. And I don't know who's calling this game. I have it muted here in the studio.
They all do it.
But I bet you it was just said, Brazil are leading 2-0. Now, if it's an international broadcaster, specifically one from His Majesty's United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and this is the way you've always called the game, that's fine. I get it. If you're an American broadcaster calling, can't we just say Brazil is up 2-0? That's how we talk here? Well, that's not the sport. You don't get it. No, actually, I do get it. I do. Just like you're talking to an audience that has proper subject-verb agreement. That's all. This is how we do it in the United States. I still like soccer. I am still embracing the World Cup. It's just grating when it's and the United States are up 3-0. No, no, no. That is up 3-0. And Brazil are excited. Yes, Brazil are excited. Come on.
It just sounds silly.
It sounds so silly. And even on the written word, ESPN.com will have stories written here with quote-unquote English soccer, like British subject-verb agreement on the front-facing American page. And I'm like, ugh! Those are my 5 suggestions. Not criticisms, just suggestions. Hey, when it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product. Real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And with a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with this show, the Rich Eisen Show. That says a lot, doesn't it? 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions do apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Door showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen. Pella.com/Eisen. Go there for details, will you please? Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Kirk Cousins are joining me next. Is joining me next. I'm sorry. Kirk Cousins is next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. And we're still doing it every day. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your vehicle's check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Rich Eisen here, and summer's here too. And that means it's travel season. My favorite summer trip last year was to Sao Paulo, Brazil. With so many fans traveling for the Los Angeles against Kansas City game, they got to see how lively the city is. I love the culture and the amazing food that I'm still craving. Those memories remind everyone that it's that time of year to plan a little getaway. And that's why summer has a way of turning weekends into big events. One minute, it's a normal week, and then all of a sudden, a huge concert, sporting event, or festival brings people in from all over. And when that happens, visitors start looking for places to stay all across your city. So if you're already planning a summer trip of your own, you could list your space on Airbnb and earn a little extra cash while you're away. Doesn't have to be some big year-round commitment. It's about making the most of a busy weekend when your place would just be empty otherwise. I can tell you, people love finding a place that helps them feel connected to the city that they're visiting. If your city's about to have a big summer moment, this is a great time to maximize your space. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right. It's the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Hi there. I'm Andrew. Portugal up 2-0 on Uzbekistan. Hashtag as expected. Ronaldo has a goal. He set up another goal with a little sleight of hand free kick. Mendes was the one that actually scored the goal. And Brockman is happy because he basically said it's a hat trick or bust for Ronaldo.
I put the pressure on him, and he immediately scored. So, like the true legend and champion that he is, Ronaldo answered the bell.
Yeah,
I'm taking full credit, TJ.
As we await Kirk Cousins here, I can I say a quick word? And Wyndham Clark is going to join us in about a half hour. The 2-time U.S. Open champion. Want to say a quick word here about social media and clickbait off-season NFL headlines, if I could.
Ooh.
Okay. It is content aggregation season. The NFL has, it's always content aggregation season, yeah. But it is aggravation season because so many of these headlines now are really nonsense because no one's at work. Jeremiah Love had a presser yesterday with the Cardinals, but their minicamp was a week ago. And I texted someone there like, wait, what? Wait, did they extend minicamp? No, they just asked Jeremiah because he was in town to do a presser. But they're, other than an interview like Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins, and we're fortunate to have them both, grateful to have them both today, no one's on a podium, no one's on a practice field, no one's really making any news. Perfect example, Joe Thomas yesterday, or Friday, was on the show here. We talked about Shador. It was a Brockman question, who starts more games? It's a, what's more likely?
Yeah.
Right? Shador or Deshaun? Joe gave an answer. It's not some bold prediction. It's not a slam on either guy.
Nope.
he was answering the question that I teed up for him, actually that Brockman teed up for me and that I passed it along to Joe.
I mean, it's
not news.
All we've been talking about for months.
It's not news. It's made headlines and Joe's had to answer people back on Instagram because people are like, whatever, angry.
I should apologize to Joe for that.
It's okay. Well, I mean, there's, you know, news front of the program, ESPN Radio Cleveland, Tony Rizzo said, I'm hearing that maybe teams are calling about Shador. Okay, guys. Yeah. Teams call about players all the time. That means he's going to get traded? I don't know. No, unlikely. Probably not. Right? But it's content aggregation season. So with that in mind, let's welcome in a friend of the program. It is great to have him on. He is the new Las Vegas Raiders quarterback, partnering with Bank of America today to host a Golf With Us clinic in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kirk Cousins, how the heck are you?
Andrew, I'm doing well. Yeah, back in my home area in West Michigan. Good to be on with you and looking forward to this event with Bank of America today at the Kent Country Club.
Do you count the days in your off season because there are so few these days? Like, do you have everything planned out?
Well, I wouldn't say everything's planned out. In fact, I think the plan is no plan when you're on vacation. But my whole career, we go back to my home area in West Michigan and we pretty much post up here for the entire time. It's never long enough, but I consider us pretty lucky to have about 5 weeks of a summer break and we enjoy it every year.
What's your handicap these days?
I'm like a 12. I'm nothing special. I like to play. I've always said, like, when I'm done playing football, I'm going to commit to really trying to get down, not just a single digits, but like seeing how good I could be. But I just haven't put the time in yet. And my two boys are 7 and 8, and, you know, they're getting into it. So I think all three of us are going to grind on our game together in the next few years when I'm done playing.
All right. You're working with kids as part of this Bank America clinic today. What is your, I assume you, like, you have your list of things you teach young quarterbacks if you ever work with them. What would you teach? What would Kirk Cousins, the 12 handicap, teach a young golfer today?
I'd probably teach him to not listen to me and somebody else. But I'll tell you what, grip is kind of where it starts. I don't have a great grip, and so I'm kind of behind the eight ball from the start. You know, from there, I just try to be an athlete and make it work. It's funny, too, because one day my driver's the club that's working for me. The next day it's my irons. The next day it's my wedges. And I'm like, man, if I could just put it all together, I could be somebody. But the inconsistency, similar to quarterbacking, you know, it's who can be consistent. And on the golf course, I don't think it's much different.
Have you played in Vegas yet, Kirk?
I did not get out this spring, but I do plan to play a little bit. You know, it's nice. It's sunny every day. Great golf climate, great golf culture, a lot of good courses. So I plan to get out a little bit during the season. Not a lot, but I hope to play here and there.
We're talking to Kirk Cousins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Andrew filling in, Chris Brockman, Michael Del Tufo, TJ Jefferson here as well. We were joking, and I know you've heard these jokes, Kirk, off the air. Like, you and Fernando Mendoza are the perfect quarterback duo for Vegas because you're kind of the anti-Vegas. You're not going out in leather pants with three buttons undone and the chains and having a blast. Although you could get the Kirko chains going in Vegas if you really wanted to go there. So it begged the question, what is a night out on the town in Vegas like for Kirk Cousins? Are you playing slots, which you're allowed? Are you going to a buffet? Are you seeing a Cirque show? What do you do?
So there's a lot of good shows. I'm excited for Backstreet Boys. On an off day in training camp, I'm probably going to go see Backstreet Boys at the Sphere and wear all white and do the whole deal.
Yeah, buddy.
Donny Osmond. My mom had me listen to Donny Osmond when I was growing up. Probably got to go see him at his residency. Got to see a Cirque show, although in Las Vegas, there's like a half dozen you can pick from. So a lot of entertainment. I love to play golf. So if I get some time off, play golf, but I went down to the strip, during mini camp. Mondays are a pretty light day. So I went down to the strip when we wrapped up for the day and just kind of walked around, and it's not that easy to walk around. If you park and walk around, they don't really want you to leave the casino you're at. So I realized that maybe going down to the strip and just walking around isn't, the ideal way to do it. Like you might do when I lived in Washington, D.C. or Minnesota. So, I got to figure that out still, but we like it there. It's a cool place.
Yeah, it's hot as Hades as well, walking down the sidewalk, and then you have the guys doing this, trying to hand you those cards, which, I'm assuming you're going to give the Heisman to.
Yeah, I'm still interested about the heat. I've never practiced in 115 degrees. I think that's coming, but, it is a dry heat, so, that maybe saves us 10 or 15 degrees, but I'm told training camp in September can get pretty hot.
Yeah, and that's why they usually practice, or at least they have in the past, at like the crack of dawn at 7 a.m. to avoid the heat. Are you and Julie going to take Fernando Mendoza to the Backstreet Boys?
if he would like to go, he is welcome. Although what I'm learning with my teammates, it's really the coaches who I kind of get along with like movie quotes and music, because – it's the coaches who kind of grew up in the same era as me. When I start talking, with teammates about like a movie I loved in 1995, they aren't really able to quote it with me. So, but if he wants to go to Backstreet Boys, he's welcome to tag along.
I mean, that would be a great bit if the Raiders content team, or forget Raiders content team, I mean, put it on your social, make your own money. That would be a great bit.
It's all about content these days. And as NFL news in June and July, we're looking for content. So I'll try to give you what I can when I can.
Oh, we're already aggregating this as we speak behind the scenes, Kirk. I appreciate you. In all seriousness, whether it's at the Sphere or, as you said, making jokes like your coach is 39, you're 37, your quarterback clearly is 15 years younger. How has that dynamic gone? We have seen all the bits, and the Raiders have leaned into it. Seemingly, you have as well. But you know how this goes. He's the first overall pick, and inevitably, he's going to throw a couple of touchdown passes, and SportsCenter is going to go nuts in the preseason. You know that is coming, and you know how it will be handled by the people that go on TV and whose job it is to give an opinion. And the opinion, Kirk, look, I'm older than you. Like, I get it. There's always someone younger. Is always going to be play the other guy. How do you plan to handle that?
Yeah, I think it comes with the territory. You're 15 in the league. I'm no stranger to how this thing works. So you go out there, you play the best you can, you help your team best you can, contribute to our team success, and you let the decisions get made as they get made. But I expect to, be able to help this team win and to be out there on the field you roll with whatever happens. You stay focused and on what's going on inside the building. I don't think it's ever helped me to kind of look at what's happening outside the building, and just go enjoy the process with your teammates and your coaches, and we'll see where it all settles out.
What's Clint Kubiak like?
Well, I was with Clint for 2 years as a quarterback coach, and then a third year as the offensive coordinator, and then we were apart for I want to say 4 seasons, and now getting back with him as a head coach. He's the same guy he's always been, loves football. He's a very hard worker, very humble. He's got a great way about him. He's serious. There's not a lot of time for tomfoolery I told him after OTAs, I said, Coach, this is probably the most urgent and most productive OTAs I've ever been a part of. But that starts with him as the head coach. He created a sense of urgency from day one all the way through the 10-week program. I thought we got a lot of work done. We got a long ways to go, but we laid a good foundation, and then training camp is where we'll pick it up and continue to get ready for that first preseason game.
I've had very little interaction with him, full disclosure here. He seems from afar, tell me if I'm wrong, to be one of the, you said focused, serious, quieter head coaches. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah, no, he doesn't need to be a man of many words. I think he quieter is a fair assessment. But that's different than lacking conviction or lacking, you know, that intensity. I think that his intensity, his conviction, his belief in what he's doing, having an identity. I think there's no confusion from us in, as a locker room as to what our head coach expects of us, what he wants our football team to look like. And so I would never confuse that with you know, just being quiet. I think there's a certainty there that's comforting as a player.
One last thing here. I want to go back, if we could, to, well, a sport that you're obviously helping kids with on grass. We had Mac Jones earlier on speaking specifically about grass because George Kittle and everyone has commented, watching the World Cup. Wouldn't it be great if we could have grass in all these stadiums? And they always point to the injury risk. And look, it's easier to get tackled on grass than it is to get tackled on turf. But at the same time, Kirk, correct me if I'm wrong, your Achilles injury happened on grass. So the idea that grass magically cures all injuries, I think, is a bit of a fallacy, yet we all prefer the grass. Where do you come in or come down on the idea that the NFL is ripping up the turf and putting in the grass for the World Cup? They could do it now.
I could go deep on this topic. I don't know that people want to listen to me, you know, go detailed about grass versus turf for the next 15 minutes. But, you know, when I was coming up, field turf was new. And so it was really exciting to go play high school football or middle school football on a field turf field. There were only a handful of them. I remember when Nebraska first got field turf, it was a big deal, the University of Nebraska. So you kind of watch this excitement of, we don't want to be on grass, we want to be on field turf. And then I got to Michigan State, and we became one of the few schools in the Big Ten by the time I left Michigan State that still had grass. And I remember saying, hey, would we ever do what the Big House did and the Horseshoe did and go to field turf? And they said, no, we have such a robust turf grass management program here at Michigan State that out of sheer, you know, pride and respect for that department, we'll always have a grass field. And I started to notice as we played around other stadiums in the country that you couldn't beat Michigan State's surface, and the natural grass field felt so much better than the nicest field turf you can get. And so I was always, after college, going to the NFL, you know, preferring grass. And then, you know, you have, like you said, not all grass surfaces are created equal. So you go over to Wembley Stadium in London, that had a different feel of natural grass than Lambeau Field, than the Bermuda grass down in the high heat, you know, cities like Tampa. You know, FedEx Field had its own unique grass that, you know, there's a lot of discussion about their surface over the years. So, you know, I've always said well-kept grass like a Michigan State, you can't beat that. But that's assuming that it's going to be kept to the standard, you know, that you're expecting. You know, field turf is just such a simpler answer in so many ways for so many people. But, you know, I don't quite understand all the ins and outs of what it took for the World Cup to be there and provide grass, and then what it would take to do that for an entire football season. That's a much bigger ask than for 1 month of a World Cup. So it's over my head, and I'll just go play on whatever surface they give us.
Including a well-manicured green today. Kirk Cousins partnering with the Bank of America to host a Golf With Us clinic back in Grand Rapids with free enrollment for Bank of America's Golf With Us initiative. Now closed for 2026. Participants may still register for Youth On Course at youthoncourse.org, bofa.com/golfwithus. Kirk Cousins, we appreciate your time. As you said, it is a dry heat. Good luck today in the humidity, and good luck back in Vegas in that dry heat. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. Kirk Cousins. All right, Kirk. Everybody. I'm told we have breaking NFL news.
Ronaldo just scored again, too.
And Ronaldo just scored again.
One more from the hat trick. Come on.
Don't go anywhere. That NFL news right around the corner.
That's that celebration.
It's the Rich Eisen Show, everybody.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
It is the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Hey, while the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent, the future stars who are already turning heads at age 14 Next does not wait for the invite, neither do we. Hyundai has always made the future within reach, or moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standards on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept, it is already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. So the breaking news in the NFL...
Here it comes. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
No supplemental draft, everybody.
Oof.
There is not going to be a supplemental draft.
Shout out to you, Andrew. You pointed this out on Friday that this could be a possibility.
The NFL has sent an email or a letter, sure by certified mail, to Brendan Sorsby and said, sorry, man, we're not going to do this. You didn't prove your point, and you sent us the documentation you sent us your petition 3 days before the deadline with no documentation. We weren't going to do a supplemental draft. Sorry, buddy. We're still not. I did say last Friday that I thought the silence from the league was not deafening, but notable. And the deadline was only last week, so it was not that big of a deal. But the league has to grant a supplemental draft. Real quick, anyone know the last player drafted in a supplemental draft?
Was it Terrell Pryor?
No, it was Jalen Thompson, the safety, drafted by the Cardinals, used a fifth-round pick, just signed a nice, decent free agent deal with the Cowboys, still playing, good player. There was one in, I want to say 2023, nobody got picked. So there has to be a reason for a supplemental draft. Jalen Thompson is the only active player in the NFL right now. Mm. Right now. Only active player that entered the league via supplemental draft. Only one. So these things are not annual occurrences. And when there is a supplemental draft, there has to be a real reason, number one. And number two, it doesn't mean you're going to get picked. But the NFL says we're not going to do it, which means Brendan Sorsby. Now, he could take this to court. He has Jeffrey Kessler as his lawyer, longtime nemesis of the NFL from the union side. He could take it to court and fight it, maybe. If he had entered the supplemental draft, if there had been a supplemental draft and it had been granted and he didn't get picked, he'd be a free agent. He went through the process. Everyone passed. He could sign wherever. He could sign with the Jets. He could sign with the Browns. He could sign with anybody. He can go sign with the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks if he wanted to. But now that there is no supplemental draft, he's kind of locked out. He's got nowhere to go. And Brendan Sorsby is now likely ticketed for the 2027 draft. As a matter of fact, the last line in this letter, or the last paragraph, as Commissioner Goodell has emphasized, participation in the NFL is a privilege that carries with it significant responsibilities, including accountability. By all accounts, you are a talented player with potential for future success. We encourage you to focus on preparing for possible entry into the NFL through the 2027 NFL annual draft. Hmm. Kick rocks, buddy.
Pretty much.
See you next year. Anyway, the gist of this is, under the CBA, the league retains sole discretion to determine whether it's appropriate to conduct a supplemental draft. The league has not conducted such a draft for several years, and prior to your submission, the league had no plans to do so, as no one else had sought entry. Your petition, filed 3 days before the deadline without any supporting information or documentation, and only after abandoning your recent litigation efforts to avoid NCAA sanctions, does not provide a basis for the league to alter those plans. The issues presented by your petition are too significant and too closely tied to the league's core integrity interests to permit meaningful review within the timeline presented. In other words, you got banned for gambling. Don't come to us after deciding to drop your court case and just say, I want to play in the NFL. We don't want this. We're not going to handle it. You didn't even argue your case. You just filed 3 days before the deadline. Sorry, buddy. We want nothing to do with this. That's in essence what they're saying. The sole reasons identified in your petition for seeking entry into the supplemental draft are that you have been, quote, declared ineligible by the NCAA, have, quote, exhausted all of your avenues to continue in the NCAA, and, quote, want to now play in the NFL. The petition provides no information regarding the basis or timing of the NCAA decision. Public sources, however, indicate that in May of 26, the NCAA determination, eligibility. The league does not have the complete record of the NCAA's investigation. You gambled, reports you violated state criminal law, placed wagers on your own team and teammates. Your petition doesn't address these matters, nor does it demonstrate accountability. You sought to avoid the consequences of the NCAA's determination. Basically went, hey, dude, the NCAA hammered you. Mm-hmm. You're running from that. And you haven't made any case to us that you deserve to play in our league. So sorry, buddy. This might seem like a slam dunk to you, but we're good. We're good over here. We don't want anything to do with us.
Yeah, of course, Jeffrey Kessler's lawyer has responded, telling ESPN, it's a violation of the CBA and the law. We will pursue this immediately with the NFL Players Association.
Here's the thing. He's not a member of the union. The CBA does not have anything to do with Brendan Sorsby. Not a member of the union. He's not an active player. Good luck with that. Wyndham Clark right around the corner.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.